everyone. I'm Dale Coolis, and you're tuning into the Friday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. And today we have on Caitlin Ramseth, and she'll be talking with us today right after this.
You sold your house today. Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. What would tomorrow look like?
And welcome back. We are here with realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. Welcome back. It's Friday. How are we doing today?
We are doing great. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yes, happy Friday. Yeah, it's a cold one, but we were talking a little earlier. Just got the winter gear on and all that. Not winter gear, but I busted out the stocking hat today.
I definitely had the heated seats on in my car, too, so.
I'm so dumb where I do a little reminder on the phone. Turn on defrosters before. Make sure to have the vehicle heated maybe a little bit, because I had no idea I was fearing for frost in the morning. But weekends here, any big weekend plans for you?
It looks like it's supposed to warm up a little bit. So we were going to take our dogs out to Turtle River for one last hurrah before the snow comes.
Oh, so. Yeah. Turtle River is fantastic. Yeah. I love hiking there. I've done a couple trail run races there. Yeah, always good times at Turtle River.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so today's topic is we got how to maximize the sale of your home.
Yeah, so there's a few key points that I want to bring on today for advice for, you know, the season's changing, the market's kind of changing too. So kind of some advice on how sellers can maximize the sale of their home this fall. So right off the bat, number one is a big one. It's probably the biggest one, is pricing your home right. So there's kind of two things that you want to make sure you're avoiding. The first one is pricing your home too high. And it's a disadvantage if you price your home too high, because for example, if my budget is, let's say, $300,000, it's not, but I wish it was.
Everyone wishes we had six-digit budgets. Right? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, for example, if my budget's $300,000 and, you know, I'm looking on Zillow or Realtor.com, wherever I'm looking for homes, I'm going to set my budget at that max $300,000. So if any homes are listed a little bit above that, maybe at like 302 or 304, I'm not going to be able to see them. So there's kind of a strategy of pricing it right under, you know, 300,000, maybe 299 or something like that, because then it's going to bring in a whole new batch of eyes and shoppers to ultimately get the maximum sale of your home.
I kind of see that. That's a really good point. Just kind of like, I don't know if it was like over, just kind of like marketing strategies over the years. Like, even though it's like just like a penny or a dollar less, just to make that whole dollar amount at the beginning of the number,
right,
drop down a whole extra digit.
Right, because it just brings in a whole bunch of shoppers that are qualified in that price range. But if you just go a little bit above, they're not even going to see your house. So it's a disadvantage if you do that. Another disadvantage could be if you price it too low. And this is going to be because it causes red flags. You know, it raises red flags to shoppers, and they're going to think, why is the house priced too low? What's wrong with it? Even if there's nothing wrong with it at all, you're just trying to sell it. So there is strategy of pricing your house right to get the most eyes on your home. So how you do this is, first off, definitely have a professional real estate agent in your corner to help you out with this. When we are going to price your home to sell it, we do a CMA, and this stands for a competitive market analysis. And how it works is we take your home that you're going to sell and we compare it to other homes of the same style. We look at bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage. We can even do like upgrades, acreage, all that stuff. So it's detailed, it's very thorough, and it takes time. You know, what's that show, The Price is Right, where you're guessing the price? We're not guessing the price on homes. We're doing a CMA to get the best price for your home to make sure that it sells.
Yeah, it's not just a quick little, oh, here's a couple pictures. Yeah, we'll just take a quick minute or two. Here's a quick round number here. This is
right,
the full deal.
Right. I know. I think when I was first starting out, there was one CMA. It was so hard. It was out in the country, and there's so much that you have to compare it to, and there's so much to do. It's very detailed, but it took me like 3 hours to do. I'm definitely a lot faster at it now. I think I can do it under like probably an hour it takes me to do now, which is probably still a really long time, but it just goes to show that there's so much that goes into pricing your home right, and you want to make sure you're doing that to get the best price on your home.
Like, for example, what are just a couple of things people can expect if they ask for a complete market analysis? Just a couple of the figures that to find off there.
So pricing, it really does depend on your home. The first step we do is we go into your home. We'll kind of set up a meeting and we'll go, the seller will give us a tour of their home. We go through every single room, any upgrades they've done. We go through the whole shebang, and then we'll go back to the office and do the CMA. And then that's how we come up with our price range. And it is a range. So, you know, we're not saying it's between $200,000 and $300,000. It's a very tight range. So it could be, let's say, like $240,000 to $290,000. So it's a little bit closer together, and that's how we can kind of come up with that price depending on the market.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, just all a variety of factors that could affect it anyway. So I believe you said you had a couple more points for how to maximize sale of your home.
Yeah, so the second thing that you're going to want to make sure you do is clean your house. For some people, they might already have a clean house all the time. Other people, it might be a little bit harder. So some tips that you can do to make sure that you're keeping your house clean is your basic chore list. So, you know, putting away dishes, laundry, making your bed in the mornings, that kind of stuff. Because once your house hits the market, you're going to get showings. I mean, that's the goal, is to have a whole bunch of showings. So you want to be ready for those last minute showings. You know, you don't want to turn down someone who wants to look at your house because you forgot to make your bed in the morning, you know, stuff like that. Another idea you can do, if you have pets at home, making sure that you're vacuuming, because, you know, it's kind of a turnoff when you walk into a house and you see a whole bunch of dog hair on the floor, cat hair. It's a distraction.
I know I've had pets over the years. That pet hair, well, if you're not on top of it, it'll gather up and accumulate right. Before you know it.
Right. I know. I have two yellow labs at home, so I'm vacuuming every day, it feels like. So definitely, and that could be something that I noticed too. If you have pets, you probably notice those things more so if you didn't have pets. But another thing after that is cleaning up after your pets in the grass. So when we do showings, we typically walk the exterior of the property. So we go and look at the exterior of your house. We're walking the property outside. We're going into the garages. So making sure you're cleaning up after your pet, because the last thing you want is a buyer to step in.
Oh, gosh.
You know.
Oh, man. So. I don't know if you've heard any bad stories of that over the years, but I mean, it's good to hear that you guys just take those little things that people may just overthink and just right. Like that, because that could be just a bad turnoff.
It could be. You know, if they're comparing two houses that are similar and one steps in something and now they're upset. So, mm-hmm. You know, just little things that you can keep up with. A big one for me, I don't know if anyone else notices at all, but light bulbs is a huge one for me. They can be super distracting, especially if they're flickering. So making sure that you're switching out any burnt out light bulbs and keeping them the same color. So if you have LED light bulbs, don't put in soft white and, you know, mix match them. Making sure that they're all the same color, especially if you have like the recessed lighting in a basement or living room, making sure that they're all the same color, because it just looks more professional when the light bulbs match.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, I can only think if what would an impression be if someone would go into the room. Oh, this is my basement room. I like to have a red light bulb down
right,
here, just
right.
For a person's random weird interest or something, like a quirky interest or something like that. And all of a sudden, yeah, get it all matching, makes perfect
right.
sense.
Yeah, and you know, kind of goes with smoke detectors too. If your smoke detector is beeping, just replace the batteries quick. You know, it only takes a minute to do. So, just some easy things that you can do to get your house ready to show. Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool too. It's like it just kind of brings back memories of two of just like family getting ready to have family up for holidays and stuff like that. Always want to make sure the house is all, you know, just top notch, every nook and cranny covered there, and just right. just like that almost.
Right, because if there's a shopper going through your house and they have, you know, it's one of the top two on their list, you want to do a little bit more to make it their top one house that they're going to buy. So
absolutely. So I believe you have another point for us here.
Yeah. So the last point I have is depersonalize your house. And this one might not be as important as the other two, but we like to have you depersonalize your house, because if you have a bunch of, you know, family photos are okay, but they could be distracting. So if you have any, I don't know, some people have, you know, jewelry or money laying around, just making sure that you're putting away those items that are valuable to you so that they're not a distraction to buyers or that they don't have a potential risk of getting stolen. And when we do showings, we are very good at, we walk with the buyer. We never leave their site. But just in case, you want to make sure that those items are getting put away, because ultimately the pictures that go on the MLS, you don't want any valuable items in the picture going online for anyone to go see.
Yeah, that's a very good thing to keep in mind, because yeah, it's just like you said, you know, all of a sudden it's like you wouldn't think of, you know, oh, I'm just showing my home, and you wouldn't think of anything, just having your, oh, like the jewelry box, family jewelry box there in the corner, and then before all of a sudden you realize, oh wait, all these valuables are now online for everyone to see.
Right, exactly. Or like money laying around, stuff like that. Another thing is like anything that could come off offensive. So I'm just thinking about like flags with like president names on them, or, you know, anything that maybe you like but could be offensive to someone else, just take down for the showing for the time that your house is online. And then once you move and you get your new house, you can put everything back up. So
yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of good examples I remember hearing over the years, people doing tours and all of a sudden, hey, what's this?
Right.
Yeah. don't want to run into any of that.
Right. And it just causes more. It could be a disadvantage if someone sees that and they're super offended. They're probably not going to come look at your house. So if you take everything down, you have a better chance of pleasing everybody. You know, everyone has their own likes and dislikes.
So. Yeah. Yeah, very good. So maybe just a nice little recap one more time here of the how to, I believe it was 3 points to maximize the sale of your home.
Yep. So the first one again is making sure your home is priced right. That's probably going to be the most important one. And the best way to do that is just to have a real estate professional on your side helping you out with the pricing. The second one is keeping your house clean, you know, keeping up with all of your chores, and you want your house to look nice and show nice. And then the third one is to depersonalize your house. So taking down any personal items that you don't want people to see, the public to see.
Very good. And I see we also got a little comment in the live chat here. Buyers want to visualize them living there, not the current owners.
Exactly. They want to make sure that they can visualize themselves living there, and they don't want to see that your family necessarily lives there. So, you know, taking down pictures, taking down those valuable items is going to be less distracting for any shoppers coming through.
Very good. So there you go. 3 points on how to maximize the sale of your home. And I guess, you know, as we kind of wind down here, this will probably be the last time we will have you here on the show before Halloween. We kind of talked on Wednesday here on how Berkshire Hathaway will be part of the trunk or treat event here at the Grand Cities Mall, October 29th, right?
We will be here. Yep.
And I think one thing we wanted to make sure to get on that we didn't go over Wednesday was that you kind of have a special promotion at the Berkshire Hathaway offices for new home buyers and sellers, right?
Yeah. So if you have purchased a home or sold a home with a Berkshire Hathaway real estate agent this year, you can come on by our office. We have a whole bunch of pumpkins in our front lawn in front of our office. So if you've bought or sold a whole home this year with a real estate agent, come on out and you can pick up a pumpkin.
It's like a nice, nice unofficial. Don't have to drive all the way out to the pumpkin patch.
Right.
Avoid the hustle and bustle of that.
Right,
and,
I mean, exactly.
What a great promotion for this time of year.
Right. Everyone likes a good pumpkin. So come on out.
Absolutely. And before we wrap up today, Caitlin, what's the best way for people to reach out and contact you?
The best way is going to be by phone. My number is 320-267-6692.
All right, and there you go. And that is a wrap for your Friday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. Many thanks to Caitlin Ramseth for joining us today. And many thanks to producer Paul. We will be back with the next Berkshire Hathaway podcast Wednesday morning at 10. Until then, have a fantastic weekend, and goodbye for now.